This podcast deals with disturbing subject matter. Listener discretion and headphones are advised.
It's time to open the door to your mind. Sit back and listen to true horror. But be careful of what you allow in. Because it's time to go
through the fog.
I'm Dark Hero, and this story's called Bandages.
I work nights at a hospital on the janitorial staff. It's a pretty easy job, but the place really gives me the creeps. I've been working here for a little over a month, and the reason it makes me feel uneasy is the freaking ghost stories. I hear the nurses and doctors talk about them all the time. Random doors slamming in the hallways, shadow figures, and another set of footsteps following behind you on the stairwells. All these rumors really make me feel uneasy when I'm mopping up a dimly lit floor of the hospital. The money is good, and it's the only thing keeping me going, but something happened the other night that makes me want to quit. It all started a week ago, as I prepared for my shift. Everyone in the West Wing was talking about a patient, a teenage girl recovering from a terrible accident. According to reports, there was an electrical fire in the poor girl's room, and she barely escaped alive. Unfortunately, the girl was left with severe burns all over her body and was recovering in a room all wrapped up after an emergency treatment. My heart ached for the patient. I'm not hardened like these nurses and doctors, so hearing things like that really gets to me. The girl's the same age as my little sister, and I couldn't help but feel sad about what happened to her. I moved out of our parents' place a year ago, and I'm in the process of living my own life. I haven't made much time to go back and visit. I shook the thought out of my head. I had to leave the personal stuff at the door and try to be professional. I winced when I was assigned to the West Wing that night, but I got my mop ready and was ready to go. The work was routine, with nothing out of the ordinary. I cleaned the restrooms, wiped down the counters, and organized the nurse stations. I yawned, checking the time to see that it was nearly 2 a.m. I had some extra time and knew I was breaking the rules, but I was so curious that I got into the elevator and I went to see the girl. I made my way up as I towed my janitorial cart and I got to the girl's floor. The hallways were dimmed, with only a few fluorescent lights on. Everything was so quiet, and my cart's squeaks echoed as I stepped forward. I looked towards the nurse's station to see a woman typing away at one of the computers. I slowly walked around. All the patient's doors were closed, except for one. I made my way over to see someone lying on a bed. All these wires connected to different machines were hooked to a thin frame, covered head to toe in white bandages. I just stood there for a moment and just stared, hoping that this girl would recover.
Excuse me, can I help you?
The woman at the nurse's station called out to me. I turned and apologized, but the woman stopped me.
What a horrible thing, huh?
She spoke, and I walked towards her, propping myself up on the counter.
The girl was home alone when it happened. Her parents are out of town, but they'll be here in the morning.
I let out a sigh. Jesus. The woman must have sensed how I felt and asked me if I was okay. But before I could answer, I got a call on my walkie-talkie.
Duty calls.
I muttered and pushed my cart back towards the elevator. I went down to help sanitize some of the patient rooms, which didn't take very long. This floor was almost completely empty, so that made things much easier. As I was wrapping up one of the rooms, I stepped towards my cart that was in the hallway. It was so damn quiet until I
the elevator doors open. I glanced over, and you can imagine my shock when I saw that bandaged girl standing all alone in the elevator. We were only a few feet apart, and I stood there, looking in awe as she stared at me. I could hear her raspy breathing, and the light above us began to flicker. "Hey, you shouldn't be walking around like this," I said, trying to sound authoritative. But something about the situation was making me feel uneasy. "It's just a little girl," I eventually told myself. "Here, let's get you back to your room, okay?" I told her. I simply stepped in the elevator. The door shut behind me, and I pressed the button to her floor. We both stood motionless, the elevator groaning as it moved upward. A smell struck me, causing me to fight back the urge to vomit. The space around us was filled with the smell of burnt meat. I looked towards the girl. I hadn't noticed until then that she was facing me. She stood in an awkward stance, her legs were bent and her head was askew. There weren't any bandages over her mouth and eyes, so I could see her damaged lips open as she continued her raspy breathing. I could see her eyes, the irises and pupils were completely white. I opened my mouth to speak, but the taste of smoke assaulted me. I began to cough, uncontrollably, as my throat was filled with unseen fumes. Sweat began to pour out of me. The elevator felt so fucking hot. The girl began to move towards me. I could hear a sizzle with each of her steps. She opened her mouth and began to scream. "Help! Help me!" She grabbed my arms, and I felt a burning sensation from her touch. I tried to shake myself from her grip, but she overpowered me. "Help me!" She screamed again, and behind her I saw flames. The whole elevator was being consumed by a hellish inferno. Her bandages were touched by a cinder and began to catch on fire. She was burning in front of me, the white bandages quickly catching flame and disintegrating before my eyes. Underneath her wraps was melted flesh, and her mouth was open to let out an agonized wail. The flames went down her neck, down her arms, and ran up towards me. I watched helplessly as the fire started to eat me alive. I screamed with all my might until the noise caught me off guard. I looked around to see the elevator was completely empty. The doors opened, and I was on the girls' floor. In the hallway were some nurses, and someone walking towards me with a gurney. The person was covered, but I knew who it was. The woman from earlier was standing there, and I walked over to her. She explained to me that the girl had just passed away. I was drenched in sweat, and I touched both my arms. I could still feel the searing burn. The woman looked at me and grabbed my hand, asking me if I was okay.
"Are you okay, sweetie?"
I didn't know how to respond. I just experienced something so intense, so unreal. I stared back at the elevator, and the doors have already shut. I told the woman I must have been tired or something, but she gripped my hand tighter. She assured me that these things happen sometimes at this hospital. That is just another ghost story for the place.
Through the Fog is recorded and edited by Intro and outro by Katie Kemp. For more stories, go to www.throughthefog.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks, so keep your eyes on the fog.